Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Dan. Good morning. Cash prices for slaughter hogs today are called steady to firm in the Western Corn Belt, where some plants reportedly need additional hogs for this week, while sources in the Eastern Corn Belt predict a generally flat market for the day. The terminal markets are called mostly steady to firm. Top prices are expected to range from $44.50 to $51 on a live basis. The projected Chicago Mercantile Exchange two-day lean hog index for Tuesday was 70.41, up 11 cents from the previous day. The early call in Peoria is steady with a top price of $44.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt daily direct hog report for Wednesday, July 19th, voluntary reported negotiated swine purchases were $13,387 for the base market of hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $64.00 to $72.01, the weighted average $69.23, a gain of 39 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 50-50 to 55-even, the weighted average 52-54. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $13,195. The base price was $63-even to $72-even, the weighted average $68.85, a loss of 46 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 45-81 to 55-even, the weighted average 52-14.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
And it's time for a look at agricultural weather with AM580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jeff. Well, obviously the big story is going to be the rain. How much with this first round and how much following up over the next week or so. And it does look like the U.S. Corn Belt weather over the next 10 days is going to be pretty much a normal summer pattern. However, normal is not going to bring any big changes to the driest areas. The Western Corn Belt may pick up a little bit of precipitation over the next 5 to 10 days, but areas to the east are expected to get more precipitation, and it's the western sections that do need the precip. In the meantime, the market mentality will likely continue to be bearish on the favorable crop condition from parts of Iowa and Missouri into Ohio, Michigan, and Kentucky. A little moisture stress is a relief from moisture stress that is being advertised for the Delta over the next couple days, although crop improvement there will be minor. It does look like the heaviest precipitation in the country. Well, most of the area east of the Mississippi River over the next 5 days expecting in excess of an inch of rain. The exception may be northeastern Ohio, not a major crop area, but when you get into the Ohio River Valley, Tennessee River Valley, most locations there right now based on the computer trends, the model trends, and the current situation, we're looking at 1.5 to some locations near the Gulf of Mexico picking up more than 3 inches of rain. So plenty of moisture will be around the eastern half of the corn-soybean belt. West of the Mississippi River, there are a couple areas that may pick up some decent rain. One, right along the Gulf in through the northeastern portion of Texas, and a little band of rain stretching across Arkansas in through southeastern Oklahoma. Southeastern Oklahoma, one of the drier areas that could use a big rain. Looks like they will get at least a few scattered showers over the course of the next week or so, but nothing that will reverse the trend there. Dryness worries also continue to build in Europe, while pockets of net drying occur in China as far as the corn and soybeans growing there. No need for immediate concern about China's crop situation, but a close watch will be made over the next couple weeks. India, moisture situation continues to improve the soybean and groundnut areas, but far south needs greater rain to support the sorghum and minor groundnut areas. Overall, the weather will be influencing trade likely on a narrow range today with a slightly downward bias. As far as the wheat, again, there will be a little bit of relief for small pockets of the wheat areas, but no changes of significance have occurred. In the European outlook, which remains stressful for the spring cereal crop, Western Australia and Argentina's outlooks have not changed either, leaving both regions drier than usual for the next week. Again, rain chances are improving for parts of Canada's prairie and the northern U.S. plains, although no general soaking rain is expected, at least for the next week. Some models do suggest that rain may evolve in the northern U.S. plains and Canadian prairies during the second week of a two-week outlook. But 2 weeks out, and confidence is low in that forecast holding true. Quickly looking at the livestock, weather, oppressive heat and humidity continue to be forced southward. Livestock stress Wednesday, most serious from central and southern plains through the lower Mississippi River Basin to the southeastern states, and the situation remains similar today, although the worst conditions will probably occur from Texas and Oklahoma to Georgia and South Carolina. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
And in the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat was listed at 46 and a quarter, unchanged. Last trade down 2 and a quarter. December wheat, 503, up 1 and a half. Last trade down 2 and a half. Chicago Board of Trade September wheat, 391 and a half, up a half. Last trade down a half. December, 412, down 3 quarters, up a quarter. March wheat at 429 and a quarter, down 1 quarter. Last trade up 1 and 3 quarters. September corn, 243 and a quarter, at down 1 and a half. Last trade up 1 and a half. December corn, 261, down 3 quarters. Last trade up 1 and a quarter. March corn, 274, down 3 quarters. Last trade up 1 and a quarter. May corn, 283 and 3 quarters, unchanged. Last trade up 2 and a half. July corn at 292, down a quarter. Last trade up 3 quarters. September, 298, unchanged. Last trade unchanged. September oats, 193 and a half, unchanged. Last trade up 1 and a half. August soybeans at 585, down 3 quarters. Last trade up 1 and 3 quarters. September soybeans, 593, down a quarter. Last trade up 1 and 3 quarters. November soybeans, 606 and 3 quarters, down a half. Last trade up 1 and a half. January, 619, down a quarter. Last trade up 2 and a quarter. And March, at 631, up 2. Last trade up 2. August soybean meal at 168.70, down 10. Last trade up 30. September soybean meal at 170.60, up 30. Last trade up 40. August soybean meal at 26.10, unchanged. Last trade up 26. And September, or rather, August soybean oil 26.10, unchanged. Last trade up 26. And September soybean oil 26.30, unchanged. Last trade up 25. Joining me now on the phone is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing very well. You're pinch hitting for Ellen today, and I'm filling in for Dave. So let's talk a little bit about this weather, the most obvious story tied to agricultural news today. What are the showers in the Midwest going to do to the corn and soybean crops?
Well, I mean, the showers are certainly going to help. We had some nice rains through Minnesota, Wisconsin, on into Illinois, and probably going to move through portions of Missouri, Indiana, Ohio here today. So they're going to help the crops in those areas. It doesn't look like we're going to get a lot of rain out in Iowa. And then we go right back to looking at the forecast, and there continues to be conflicting reports on what the forecast is going to bring us. National Weather Service last night trying to heat things up, especially over here in the east, but it's bringing some water with it, which wouldn't be all that bad. But some of these guys are trying to push the heat back into the western Corn Belt next week. And if it comes in there, it could be relatively supportive again. I mean, we've got to keep in mind we've taken, from high to low, we've taken 30 cents out of the corn in 1 week's time period. So the weather is going to certainly dictate the direction of the market, along with what the funds do, because the funds have been a big driver, too.
Reuters says traders' abundant stocks of soy were limiting gains in soy futures and trades. What do you see what's your call, I guess, on soybeans?
Well, I'm going to call beans 1 to 2 better. I tend to think that they will trade 3 to 5 better at some point during the day. But Reuters is exactly right. You take and go to a 10-year average, which would be roughly 1.5, 2 bushels an acre, less than what we averaged a year ago, and you're still in excess of 400 million bushels in carryout stocks on beans. So it's hard for us to get momentum to really build build a significant rally without having a significant weather event out here. I think corn's probably going to be 1 to 2 better. Wouldn't surprise me to see corn turn around and try and make its way back up into that 267 to 270 area on the Dease corn. But at that point, I think we can turn south again at this point, Jeff.
And wheat, they call for a 1.5 to 1 cent per bushel higher?
I'm going to go mixed on wheat. I kind of think you'll trade both sides in the wheat market today. The wheat market doesn't seem to have the momentum to the upside to me that the corn and beans have today. We're getting a little bit better yields than what people were anticipating on the early stuff in the spring areas that's getting harvested right now. So I tend to think this wheat market's probably done for myself.
And your call for the Merc today?
Mercantile, I'm going to go with steady a little bit easier in the hog market. I think we could see it back off just a little bit. The cattle market's been a little bit different. We had very good product movement over the last week. Even with the hot temps out here, it seemed like we moved more product than we thought. So I'm going to go steady a little bit better in the cattle.
All right, Brian, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 11 o'clock this morning. Muggy, cloudy today. Thunderstorms coming through, the high around 90 degrees. 67 degrees outside our studios at 9:01 Central Time.